6 years ago, the town of Orrington acquired two dams from a Brewer paper mill when the company went bankrupt. An assessment of the dams found them at risk of failure, so Orrington set out to determine the best course of action. The result was a partnership of over 16 local and state organizations to restore Sajunkadunk Stream. This past weekend, the groups invited the public to join them in a two-day celebration. On Friday, there was a series of presentations at the Fields Pond Audubon Center by the scientists that have been studying the Sajunkadunk Stream both before and after the dam was removed and replaced by a fishway. Afterwards, the group went out to the banks of Sajunkadunk Stream for live music and mingling at the site of the Rock Ramp Fishway, which is one of just two in the state. Gordon Russell is on the board of the Lower Penobscot Watershed Coalition, one of the sponsors of the event.
Well, I mean, one of the functions, maybe the main function of the Lower Penobscot Watershed Coalition is to bring people together and to share information on projects like stream restoration projects like this one here on the Sajunkadunk Stream. So we were thrilled to see a good turnout and to have people come and learn about this project, because we would hope that other communities like the town of Orrington could see the benefits of taking this kind of approach. And so we thought it would be a great idea to explain what went on, how it all came about, and also to talk about some of the follow-up and monitoring and scientific studies that are happening here.
The scientists are monitoring the return of migratory species, such as alewives, sea lamprey, and Atlantic salmon, as well as the effects of the fish on the larger ecosystem. The Sajunkadunk is providing a unique scientific opportunity to assess the impacts of these kinds of restoration projects. Kevin Simon is assistant professor at the School of Biology and Ecology at the University of Maine.
Yeah, it's tricky in part because you need to get in and collect data before something happens, and oftentimes the scientists don't necessarily know about it before it happens. The other component of it is that it's oftentimes easy to find funding to do the restorations, but there's often not a lot of funding available to actually do the monitoring it takes before and after the restoration occurs. So this is probably one of the few, if not the only, chances that we've had to look at how a lake and stream system respond to removing a dam and letting migratory fish come back in. And it's unique because we have lots of data about what happened in these systems before we've ever gone in and changed anything. And now we can look at what's happening afterwards.
Migrating fish were not the only factor taken into account when Orrington decided to remove the dam. Matt Bernier designed the fishway.
Basically, the intent was to maintain the level of Fields Pond and create a fish passage that looked natural. And there were a number of concerns about maintaining the pond level. Had to do with things like rare aquatic vegetation that's out here. This is Sagittaria rigida, just out here. It's a very rare plant for the state of Maine. But there are also socioeconomic concerns as well. So we just couldn't restore it completely to a stream.
Steve Shepard of Aquatic Science Associates was contracted to orchestrate the project.
There's only been one similar project built previously in Maine, and others were proposed and didn't move forward, primarily because issues came up after a design was already selected and essentially a package was trying to be sold to the community. So in this case, we understood that it was going to be very important to involve the community here. So the first thing we did was reach out to all of the affected landowners, everybody in the community, holding public meetings, talking to people, as well as all the state and federal resource agencies, so we could get all the issues on the table. So that worked well in this case. We understood what people wanted and came up with a proposal that worked for everybody. There are a lot of other dams that are similar to this one, dams that no longer serve much of a use. They may serve no use at all, or simply provide an alternative fire protection source of water or little flat water recreation. But there are literally hundreds of these dams in Maine that could be taken out. And I think there are opportunities for communities to not only restore migratory fish like alewife and salmon that we've talked about today, but even the connections for resident fish between different parts of a river that are now blocked by a dam. I think this dam presents an opportunity for other communities to do the same thing, and connect technical expertise and funding opportunities to remove dams that really no longer serve a function.
So the Sajunkadunk restoration represents an opportunity for waterways across the state. But for now, it remains a rare glimpse at what happens when migrating species are allowed to return to home waters. For WERU, I'm Megan LaSala.